Okay, Rabose, we're here on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we're up to Zesum HaMitzri. Zesum HaMitzri, you'll find approximately 10 lines down in the wide lines, a little bit more than 10 lines perhaps. My Zesum HaMitzri, Mara wants to know what exactly is Zesum HaMitzri. Tana Rav Yosef, here's what Rav Yosef taught us. Zesum HaMitzri is a beverage that's made of a mixture of tilsa siare, one third is barley, tilsa kurtme, one third is called karkum, we'll see what karkum is, and tilsa milcha, and one third is salt. Rav Papa Mapik siare, he takes out barley, which we said was one third of barley, according to Rav Yosef, and he replaces it with maile chite, with wheat, and simanach sisne. So if you want to remember who said what, we'll try to focus on Rav Yosef, who has a samach in his name, and we're going to add siorin, even though siorin is with a sin, but it's the same as sisne. Sisne is a kind of a utensil that was used to for dates, you know, they put the tamarim in that utensil. So let's see if we can figure out what Zesum HaMitzri is. It's, according to Rav Yosef, it's one third barley flour, one third saffron. Okay, we didn't know what kurtume was, it's called saffron, and one third salt. Okay, that's what we have. And Rav Papa, as we said before, he takes out the barley and instead he replaces it with wheat. And Tarule, the Gemara goes back to Zesum HaMitzri and says that they would, Taru is the Aramaic of Sharu, right? The Tuf in Aramaic replaces the Shin in Lashon Kodesh, like Tlas is Shalosh. And Sharule means they soaked it. The kol, who after they soak this all together with the wheat or the barley, together with this flour of wheat or barley and salt and saffron, and then kolulahu, they would toast it in an oven, v'tachnile, they would grind it up, and v'shasule mi divche v'adat sarta. So this beverage apparently was healthy for the body, but dafka during a certain period of time. So torule means they soaked it all together. Now I'm going to have to assume that there's some liquid element here. I'm not sure exactly what. Salt and barley or wheat are not so liquidy. But perhaps the saffron has more liquid, or perhaps they added water and they soaked it in water. That's more logical. And then after the whole process, they baked it in an oven, toasted it over the fire, and then they ground it and they drank it as something that was healthy from Pesach to Atzeres. Why from Pesach to Atzeres? This is based on a statement of Shmuel in Masechta Shabbos. Kol mashkos asuyin lerefua tovim mipesach v'ad Shmuel. Shmuel was a great physician, and he said that there are certain beverages that are very healthy, and we should be drinking them for refua purposes from Pesach until Atzeres. The Gemara now explains what's so healthy about this liquid beverage called Zesum HaMitzri. And the Gemara says it helps in the following ways. The kamit, if somebody is suffering from constipation, that's called atzirut. Merapile, this would cause him to loosen his bowels. Uderafi, if he has loose bowels. Makametle, it actually strengthens the bowels. And lecholol isha ubra sakanta. But you should know, the Gemara warns us that for someone who's ill, or a pregnant woman, it's very dangerous to drink this. It's apparently, it causes shilshul, and that could be quite dangerous. V'zoman shel tzabayim, So what is Zalman Shel Tzaboyim? Chacha Targimu here in Bavel, they interpret it as Maya de Chivare. It's some sort of a liquid substance that's made from bran. They took subin or bran and they soaked it, and it's savu behu liba. And they used it as a dye for oros, for hides, adumim that were red. And this kind of concoction that's made from subin was healthy, was functional to dye the hides. Amilam shel tabachim is pas. It's a loaf of bread that's made of flour tvur shalo hevia shlish of grains, or let's say perhaps wheat. We're not sure which grains. Anyway, they were cut down prematurely. They didn't even reach 1/3 of their maturation, and they were cut down. Minichal pi kedera, and the tabochim, the cooks used to use them on top of the kedera to soak up l'sho eves as azuama. You know, there's like a broth around the top of the kedera, and this would be used to, you know, today we use maybe utensils to do it, but they had a more sophisticated way of doing it. And he says that, one second, he says here that the cook's amilan, which was bread made from grain that had not yet attained a third of its ripeness, and the cook would place it on the mouth of the pot and it absorbs the froth. So he calls it froth. And kolon shel sofrim, which is a kolon, a kind of a paste or a glue that was used by the scribes, is hacha here in Bavel tagamua perura di ushkape. Now this glue was made with rye flour, and it was used to get to connect, or shall we say, glue together various layers of leather. And why is it described as scribe's paste? I mean, this is not really being used for scribes. We're talking about something that's used by shoemakers. And they use it for glue. It's got rye in it, and it's used to glue together layers of leather. I mean, that would hardly be called kolon shel sofrim of scribes. So it's not the paste of scribes, it's the glue of shoemakers. Is Rav Shimi Mechozno Amar, ze tipulon shel benos ashirin. He says that the girls used to use a kind of a paste to remove hair. It was a hair removal. And in fancy English, it's called a depilatory. Now, the fancy rich girls would use this kind of a mixture, and it was made of, as we said before, grains of flour. However, the poor girls could not afford it, but Mishairos also livnos anin. They would leave over the leftovers for the daughters of the poor. They gave it to the daughters of the poor. So the Gemara says, Eini, is this really the case? Vatana Rabbi Chia, a brisa of Rabbi Chia, that says, Arba mine medina, which means there are seven categories mentioned in that Mishnah that are less than chametz gomer. They're not fully chametz. And each one of them is used by the entire country, the entire populace. That's four out of the seven. Ushlosha mine umnus. So we divide up the seven categories in the Mishnah into two general categories. One is what we call types that are used in that particular country, and the other three are used by umnis, by crafts. The Iyamrit Tipulon Shel Benos Ashirin, if you're going to identify Kolon Shel Sofrim as this depilatory paste that the daughters of the wealthy used to do, then my mini umnis ika, why would that fit into the category of Rabbi Chiya of the last three that belong to crafts? This has nothing to do with a craft or a professional. So the Gemara says that Enochinami, this last brisa of Rabbi Chiya is against Rav Shimi, because Rav Shimi spoke about this depilatory, and that would belong to the Bnos Ashirin, but that has nothing to do with a country. And Rav Chiya says that these last cases, the last three cases, are local to a certain nation, are used by a certain craft. Elamai Perura de Ushbechi. So now let's get back to Kolon Shel Sofrin, which we said was Perura de Ushbechi. And it means that it's shoemaker's glue, which he used, as we said before, to attach different strips of leather. So then we're still in trouble. Why? Because Amai Korile Hai Kolon Shel Sofrin. What does that have to do with the scribes? Kolon, this glue or substance here, is Shel Ratzonim. I should have said these are shoemaker's kolon, which means that the shoemakers used it as glue. Why does it mention Sofrin? Rav Ushia, he says, Li'olam Perura de Ushbeche. Really, in fact, it belongs to the shoemakers. That's the glue they use. Umai Karile Kolon Shel Sofrim. Why does the Mishnah use the term scribes kolon, scribes paste? This Sofrim Nami Midabkin Lehu Nirasehen. That this kind of a concoction, which has, as we said before, chametz in it, was used by two different craftsmen, two different categories of occupations. It was used not only by the shoemakers, but it was also used by the scribes. And they would use it to glue together their different kinds of paper that they use for writing. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Af Tachshitei Noshim. He adds women's cosmetics. So Gemara says, Tachshitei Noshim Salkedaitach, what is the chametz content in women's cosmetics? Ela'ema af tipule noshim. It shouldn't say tachshite noshim, but rather Rabbi Eliezer was adding tipule noshim, which goes back to the kind of paste that we spoke about before that was used by the girls to remove their hair. Diomar of Yehuda Marav, Benos Yisrael, and here we'll turn to Dafman Gimel, Shegil Lepirkon. When they reached puberty, then they would have this hair. And if lohigil l'shanim, they were still young in age, although their body developed, shall we say, prematurely. So they had these hairs. They were, I guess, embarrassed about their hairs because it wasn't, so to speak, appropriate for a young girl to have these hairs. Is then Bnos Aniyim Toflos Oson Besid. We have two different ways or methods by which the girls, these young girls, would remove this hair. If they were daughters of the poor, then they would use Sid. Sid is lime. It could be a little bit dangerous. But Bnos Ashirim Toflos Oson Besolos. They had that plaster that was made from fine flour. And Bnos Malachim B'Shemen Amor, and the highest, meaning the real sophisticated girls who were the daughters of princes and kings, they were princesses, is they would use Shemen Amor, the oil of Mar. As the Pasuk tells us in Megillas Esther, Shisha Chadoshim B'Shemen Amor. So Shemen Amor is the beauty treatments provided by the palace to the maidens who are candidates to be Achashverosh's queen. And these are the royal employee, they employed the oil of Mar for these purposes. My Shemen Amor, why is it called Shemen Amor? Rav Huna Bar Yirmiya Omer is... Okay, so this already will... Emir Sashem will pick this up tomorrow because the Gemara is going to go on and on about this Shemen Amor. Okay then, so that's what we have here to finish up the Daf Mem Beis for today. And Emir Sashem will continue tomorrow.